Hey, we're still being recorded.
Yeah.
Naming's doing it, I think. Yay! Okay, so he is recording it. So we should probably, you know, get on the podcast. Podcast. My name is Pixie. I am the senator of PD0, aka Portland, Oregon, in the United States. Sombrero guy?
Yep, I'm Sombrero guy. I'm not a senator, but I'd like to be, if anyone hasn't voted for me. Well, I probably shouldn't do self-promotion, though.
You should totally do self-promotion. Everyone vote for Sombrero guy. He's wonderful!
Yeah, thank you. And our guest today is Martha Walker.
Hello, I'm Martha Walker, most recently elected senator to SF0.
Which was a interesting and fantastic and controversial thing that we'll talk about in the news.
I'm going to do, no doubt.
So yeah, we all do tasks, but it's good. We're cool. You should like us. Anyways, so to get into news, has been moving on the site, other than Mr. Walker's election, or should we actually talk about that?
Well, that's kind of main headline at the moment, isn't it? So, you can start off.
Mr. Walker and Dan, were elected in a matter of hours. It's definitely the fastest election we've ever seen, and also one of the most controversial campaigns, elections that we've ever seen. Like many of the members were newly signed up during their live election campaign, which I thought was a good idea to host a live election party. What do you have to say about it, Mr. Walker?
Well, first of all, upon reaching level 6, among the things that had happened to me was I gained the ability to form effective political movements. So this is not like an ability to be wasted or take it for granted. So of course I focus on political movements in my own country and in my own neighborhood, and thought, you know, it's very shocking to me that none of the candidates, previous candidates, had ever even staged an election rally. Like, I haven't seen an actual election, I mean, outside of SF0, ever, where they didn't make campaign rallies a big event. So it's just shocking to me that no one had done this before.
Well, it's a little bit more logistically difficult, because we kind of live around the world, and, like, it's 1:30 where I am. It's, I think, 9:30 where Sombrero Guy is. And it's, what time is it there? 3:30?
Yes.
So
yeah, but candidates, you know, they travel and gather, they mobilize their supporters in their local positions. I mean, another thing that you see in every single election is you see supporters of candidates going out and knocking door to door and trying to bring out the vote. They go amongst the people who are statistically likely to support them, and they get their voters to turn out. It's, again, surprising that no one thought to do this, because it seems so obvious to me.
I can think about what would happen if I went door to door in the storm, but I think my RA would get very ticked off at me. I think that would be the thing that would happen.
Right, well, think about documenting that for proof. I think that would entertain a great many people.
That's a good thought.
Yeah.
We did not actually go door to door, but we did bring a large number of people who were likely to support us together and encourage them to register and vote.
Yeah, that I think is very interesting, and it's definitely original, which is one of my favorite things about it.
Yeah, definitely original. I have to admit, I didn't like it when I first saw it, but after thinking about it, I thought, yeah, if even a few of these new players start tasking, and you know, you have a bigger team, you can look forward to far more epic tasking in the future.
It's true, and
it wasn't original, and it's just an idea that no one had thought of.
And we did do the equivalent of going door to door on the internet. We did message every single member in this community who is listed as a member of CG0 and told them to join us in our campaign rally. So, and we did actually get a couple of people we posted it as an event, and we did actually get a few people, strangers from the internet to show up. Beetlebomb in particular showed up with a guest who is not a member of this site and did not sign up.
I attempted to attend your rally via the internet, but mics didn't work.
I did hear that you were on Skype for a while. That's a rumor that was floating around.
No, I was there. I was in a princess dress. I waved and was nice and diplomatic.
And I appreciate your support.
Now, about some of the things that you proposed doing in your campaign, I have a few problems with.
Alright. I'm willing to answer for myself.
Mainly, it's your vote economy.
Okay.
I think that votes shouldn't be really treated as currency or economic stimulus. It's kind of like trying to treat love as a currency. Like, votes mean so many things to so many different people that it's impossible to try and make an economy out of them. You know, I vote based off of what I like. I sometimes vote based off of who did it. And if I know them and know what their challenges are, then sometimes I'll get a higher vote if someone does something than if a random stranger does something because I know who they are. Sometimes a vote reflects my mood. Sometimes it reflects all kinds of things, although I'm not particularly proud of it. But, you know, it isn't really an economic decision. And so treating it like that. Also, I never want anyone to vote for me because they want to stimulate the coin economy. I want them to vote for me because they like what I did.
Well then, you won't be a beneficiary of our economic stimulus campaign. That's acceptable. But, I think...
No, but I'll get your vote because you like you'll like that task.
But people spend money for much the same reasons that you mentioned spending votes. I mean, because they like them, because the person receiving it is the friend rather than a stranger, because it's they like what they've done, the other person has done for them, so they give them money. It's the parallels are not... there are parallels, anyway. And...
But you like better receiving like money for a job well done or receiving money because the government feels like giving you an economic stimulus. Or there's some kind of satisfaction that comes with getting a prize because you deserved it, not because some politician wants to buy your vote.
Well, it's true, I just would say both are valid. I mean, handing out voting points doesn't, I mean, okay, so one might say, what you might be arguing, maybe, a way to translate what you're saying, is that handing out extra votes to stimulate the economy would be like handing out money to stimulate the economy without increasing our economy, our actual productivity. Which, in the real world, in handing out money just to stimulate the economy without increasing productivity, the result is inflation. And so what you're claiming, one thing that you might be claiming, or one way I might read you, is to say that our economic stimulus policy could lead to inflation in the points economy. Points just become less valuable. But in a sense, it's not true because everyone will go up in level faster. Everyone will have higher, access to higher level tasks sooner. I mean, there's real benefits to this, though there's real benefits to actual inflation in the real economy, too, in certain cases. And then, of course, there's real drawbacks as well, namely that people will be upset that, you know, it threatens the people who have actually gotten to level 8 via other means.
Well, it just, you know, I guess my biggest problem is you thinking of books as if they're friends. While I can understand that on some level, you know, I think of books more like a hug. You know, there will always, at least for me, there will always be enough of them to go and give one to everyone who, you know, kind of, who I think has earned one. I'm not saying, like, I give my hugs to earn based or whatever, at least in the real world. I just give hugs to everybody and then people think I'm crazy. But that's beside the point. It's kind of like you're giving out hug rations, and hugs aren't the kind of things that should be rationed or commoditized. They're the kind of things that are emotional and flow freely. And, yeah, I'm a hippie. But still.
I'd say I'm not a hippie, and that does kind of sum it up. Even so,
Okay, so my running mate Dan does give hugs just to everyone, and I don't think this deep values. And in a lot of ways, I've spent stimulus points, but the stimulus voting that I've done has been based on both the criteria of need and merit. I don't just hand them out to people simply on the basis of need. Though, in our campaign promise, we've said that we will, just as a demonstration of the way the vote economy works, we will both vote for someone who votes for us on whatever task they select, to demonstrate that their voting pool will not be lowered in any way by voting for us. And it's also, as we said, laid out in the platform, it's an effective way for them to draw attention of other players to tasks that they feel are undervalued.
Have you voted for Suburban as Tempe Trail yet?
I have not, but some members of the Order have.
Okay, then, being that I did vote for you before you were elected, I say that you go on right now and vote for some Bear Guys campaign trail, because that, I think, is the most underrated task that's out there right now.
Hmm.
Although, actually, the most underrated task on the site is yours, not on the entire site, I haven't read the whole thing, but recently is, and by recently I mean in the last year, your completion of Destroy a Piece of Your Past.
Well, I thank you for your saying that, but the economic stimulus package is very clear that it is meant to be the one-time stimulus in response to voting for us is meant to go towards you to demonstrate the fact that you will not lose vote points for voting for us. That we can make voting a non-zero-sum game. And so to have yours redirected to another player is subverting both the intention and the promise of that stimulus campaign, that campaign promise.
I understand how you think that, but I'm just telling you that instead of giving back a hug to me, you can go and give him a hug because he needs it more. Which, well, mathematically I know that doesn't work out. That's the intention.
I'm just going to say, don't feel forced into voting into my one. If you don't like it, you know, I don't want to receive votes, you know, just because I voted for something else, or whether, you know, I want to see my votes as being a kind of, you know, people actually like what I'm doing. Or I think maybe the concern is that if you look at votes as an economy, it makes the game too much about just getting points, whereas what it should be about is going out and just doing the things and having fun, really. And the votes and the points are just an extra, it's just feedback on if you've done well or not.
Well, I suppose that, I would say the same, I mean, it depends on how you view an economy. But I like to say that politics are all about the economy, and this is the economy that exists within this game. it may not perfectly mirror the economy outside of the game world, but it's the economy that's been created, and it's a different sort of economy in several ways in which you guys are pointed out, but it's the one we have to work within.
I guess that is
true. And I also want to say that, you know, politics are obviously not to everyone's taste, and in fact, to many people it is distasteful, but trading effective political movements come by doing favors for favors. Trading one favor of, you know, a block of voters for your issues for a block of voters for my issues. This is ubiquitous in politics. This is the idea of compromise. This is what certainly our founding documents in the United States were based on.
That's cool and awesome. But the cool thing about SFCO is that it's kind of like the real world, except for better and improved, because we can do something about it. Could be in the real world and puts them there, or it takes away the boundaries in the real world that aren't very fun.
I think political compromise and that spirit of collaboration and the spirit of building something and achieving something is not something to throw away from the real world.
That is also a good point.
And we did have fun.
That's
and are continuing to have fun with this.
And I'm having fun with
the controversy. I think quite a lot of people are enjoying just watching how this is playing out. I know I am. I kind of make my comments either sort of half for and half against. I haven't really picked a side as such yet. Because I like bits of it and I don't like other bits. And it's, yeah, I'm enjoying seeing how it plays out. And how people react to the controversy, I suppose, that's been happening.
The truth is that if it gets activity on SF0, then it's a win.
Yeah.
So that is definitely been the headline news. Is there any other news that we should go over or discuss? Okay. I'm taking that for a no. Unless we have any objections?
I'm not sure there is any, really.
Okay. Then, that is that. And we're going to move on to, let's see, what's next? I had it all written down. Oh, wait! We already kind of had our guest interview.
Yeah, the news interview kind of merged. Something we could mention,
what?
Being as I actually only found it today, from your tip-off, was the new game that Sean is doing.
Yes, let's plug that so hard. Wait, no. Crub, when you edit this, please take that out. I think that is an awesome thing. what's it called?
Where is it? Beyond, I think.
Yes, Theon. It's at the Smithsonian. Yeah. Theon. And it debuts September 18th. And it is Sean, our amazing co-founder, has helped create it. And it will be available around the world, theoretically. So that means that on September 18th, perhaps some of us could find it and play it. Because I'm sure Sean's making it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Just search Theon in Google. Hopefully you know how to use Google if you're listening to this, and you'll be able to find it. Okay? So that's news. What is our Praxis of the Week?
Okay, this is what I have to look through. I don't know which practice was from this week and which one the last. I suppose anything since the last podcast, really. I do like the one that's gone up today, actually, the Fruit Invasion.
Oh, yes. Yes, it has a little olive with a flag and it says "Hoot!" with an exclamation point.
And it's just quite a lot of origami boats. Obviously, origami boats in number 4, I think. I don't know if you've seen that one. I think it was up in Lincoln. I think Lincoln made 1,000 origami boats once.
And launching them.
Yeah. Having these fruit invading the water in an armada of origami boats. Okay. And it's the flag that just wins me over. It's a good flag.
It is definitely a good flag. I actually really liked Walking by many of the Orders of the Wild Onion.
Yeah, cool. Walking.
Partially because you go walking for 25 miles, then you deserve to be recognized.
Yeah, and anything that involves walking 25 miles in the same day, it's got to kill your legs.
My calf was tensed when I got home. It just was like a giant knot, and I was stumbling around like a zombie for a while.
But if we're plugging tasks for people on this podcast, the St. George completion by Pixie and Mobius.
Oh yes, the first installment in the duel. Hi, so if I as the agreement stands right now, if I lose that duel, I will probably end up legally marrying him. So you should vote for me, because I'm 19 and I'm not ready to get married yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I kind of voted the wrong way in your mind, because at the time he was losing and I thought I'd make it a more interesting contest.
Oh no, don't worry about it. You voted to make something more interesting. That's a perfectly legit reason to vote. It's okay. When I'm married, then I'm sure I'll appreciate it. He's a great guy. We've actually met in person and it was really cool and awesome. And I don't know, I thought that...
That's such a great husband.
Yes. People keep thinking that, it's so audacious to sing. I thought it was kind of audacious to, have a fire dancing duel with a person. Swinging fire around your head while doing the splits. But apparently that's not as audacious as singing.
Yeah. I'm gonna... It is not.
I suppose all that stuff we're used to, people trying to kill themselves with fire or whatever, when you have Lincoln, it's just an everyday occurrence.
This is true. I don't know. I'm not really a fan of physically injuring yourself in tasks because I've done it a few times. I sat in the splits for an hour and a half once for a task and went to the hospital. Yeah. I guess I could see how people would think that's not very challenging.
I love it when people hurt themselves for my amusement. You had a friend who made himself puke, if I'm not mistaken. That was brilliant.
Oh, Death Cube? Yeah. I think it was Death Cube, not Remy. They're just a pair of 7th graders, and they're doing pretty well, I think.
Amen, yeah. No,
they're not just any 7th graders, they're awesome.
Mike's music is a 6th or 7th grader too, and the Order loves these children. We adore them, and I think they do great things.
Okay, because I'm not American, I'm now having to look up what 6th grade actually is.
About 13 7th-year-olds?
Yes. Well, 13 is more 8th grade, so 12-year-olds. Well, 12, 13 is right around the age. But yes, get the youngins in. Get them in early.
Get them in early and keep them.
Yeah, that's the trick, keeping people. But anyways, so I guess we have a few praxes of the week, although that praxis didn't happen this week. It happened last week.
Okay. If we're being technical about it.
Technically, My card happened on July 3rd, but it didn't get submitted until very recently.
Also,
for the second installment of the duel, it's probably going to be Build a Clock, but we haven't fully 100% decided yet.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
And since people are plugging each other's practice on this podcast, I think Sombrero Guy's Fairings Parish is actually pretty sweet, and not just because he used honey.
That was a pun, and it was sweet.
And, I mean, he built a cathedral out of sticks.
It was very frustrating getting that thing to stand up.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever tried to building something using sticks and string and nothing else. It's a nightmare.
It looks like a nightmare.
Well, keep that in mind. Wow.
I suppose we should find a practice of the week that neither of us have done, so that we're not biased.
So I'd say that the practice of the week that doesn't involve any of us would be Gera Deja Vus. And the rest of Phil Cakes in their fruit invasion.
I haven't
yet. I think I can agree with that.
We missed something in news. Jason's come back. And it's not too soon.
He still claims he isn't. Yes.
I mean, if I were Tutor, I wouldn't say that I was.
Yeah. I remember finding that out and being like, wow, my mind is almost as blown as when I found out you were the same person. But, they're not. Theoretically. We're not Ghostbusters, though, or Mythbusters, which is totally different. So, don't necessarily rely on it. It could be a really elaborate sock puppet ruse.
Try to meet both of them in the same room at the same time?
Someday, when I have a lot of money. I think we should move on to Player of the Week. Of the Week / Month / my favorite relatively new player, would be, Kate Saturday.
Oh, yes. I don't know how long she's actually been on it now. It doesn't seem that long, but if I actually looked, it would probably be surprising.
I think a month, or maybe it's been a little bit longer than a month, but last week when I talked to her, she's already on the Skype chat, and she's like level 4, and she's just doing awesome.
Yeah.
And she's... you're first.
I was just going to say, if we're taking an interpretation of the Player of the Week, that she would be... Well, it's kind of more Player of the Month, though, I suppose.
I don't think we get a podcast out every week, judging on the hours of trying to set this up that it took.
Yeah, that Player of the... Whenever it is, we do a podcast. Random time period. What the Player of the Week used to be, in the old GY0 format, they did a Random Player of the Week segment in which... they just picked a random player. There is a random player generator in there somewhere. I think if you go to add a task, you have the bit at the top which says, random task may be modified or deleted without notice by a rotating board, and then it lists, SF cops of the month, etc. And then at the end of the list, it just has a random player, which changes whenever you open that page.
And it's Brian O'Connor! Last login. August 10th, 2009, he has completed a player photograph with a picture of a mini 3D kit pirate.
And this is exactly what was happening. You find people who haven't been operated in the party guy, I think.
Yay!
So I'm not sure if we want to keep that segment or, just keep it as a actually assessing who we think the best player in tasking is.
Then that would just always be Babe. Babe's
Babe is wonderful. Rongo Rongo is actually another person who's phenomenal and doesn't get recognized enough, in my opinion.
Rongo Rongo, yeah.
She just makes me happy. Okay, we've done everything except for adding the level zero of the week. So, so for all of you who want to go from being people who just play the game to really getting into the community, one way of doing that is level zeroing. In other words, doing a task that hasn't been actually officially approved yet. And this is not a level zero completion of the week segment. This is kind of a what would be a really cool task for SSI to approve if they ever actually listened to our podcast or cared what we did. And so, do any of you guys have any recent level zeros that you like?
Yeah, I forget what I'm doing. I've been through this list a couple of times, just picking out random ones. And I sign up for the interested in collaborating lists, and then I forget what they all were.
Alright, let me go look through and see what people have been saying, adding how recent are we talking? Because there's some awesome ones on there from a ways back.
Well, seeing as this section is uncomfortable, we can just pick anything.
The long haul is one I wouldn't. It would have been perfect for everyday life, but I think that even if with the infinite delay of the end of everyday life, it probably won't last another year. And
if you listen to the last time's podcast, then they said after September.
They said that it won't. I thought, as I recall, he said he won't. It'll be October at the earliest that they'll be able to even start working on it. So I don't know. But at any rate, the long haul requires you to do something every day. I don't recall what it is, for a year. It's essentially keeping a journal, writing something like the best and worst thing that happened. I don't remember. I'll have to search it.
Yeah, Deja wrote that.
It is true.
Spend too much on this site, too much time on this site at all, by the way.
At the end of your day, make a brief note of the best thing that happened to you during your day. This note can be written, drawn, in the form of photograph, etc. Do this for every day for 1 year. I think that is a brilliant task, and it should be added.
It is too.
I
think that's a good one as well.
But again, it's an everyday life task more than, well, who knows what the next era will be. I really want it to be the Great Awakening. That would be perfect.
What's the Great Awakening?
Hold on. The Great Awakening was a religious movement in, if I'm not mistaken, it was in America sometime in the 1800s. I don't remember my history very well on this, but, it was some religious movement. You have to look it up. Wikipedia knows, I'm sure.
Wikipedia is a very good source of knowledge. My favorite task, so right now, at this very moment, is this can only be done under moonlight. Instructions read, find it, do it. It's pretty, it's simple, it's elegant, it's wonderful, it makes me happy.
The first Great Awakening began in the 1730s.
Mm-hmm. But, I have, 27,000 things, on my list. I just need to find my list, and I have a feeling that it's far away. Outwit your schedule, I also think is a pretty... Oh, wait, you wrote that. Outwit your schedule. Leave from your starting point late. Arrive at your destination early.
Well, not to be too self-aggrandizing, but I think all the tasks are rather sweet.
I hardly write any. It's something I should think more about doing, actually.
Well, sell your SF0 account on eBay for need cash. 400 points suggested. Someone ought to do this.
400 points.
What I wonder is, after you've sold your SF0 account, how do you actually prove that you haven't got an account to put the practice up on?
I will so buy your SF0 account. I won't pay you that much, but I will buy it, and then I will use it as my sock puppet. And it will do all kinds of interesting, awesome things.
400 points. Oh, it's a great task. Someone ought to do it. And someone ought to get those 400 points for it, too. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. That's one. If it makes the ladies sing the blues, which is inspire someone. And there was a suggestion in the comments, which is, I think the only way to complete this would be to do a write-up. Add the person to inspire you as a collaborator, submit the task, and then drop it.
Yeah.
I think it would be a really awesome kind of super vote variation.
And I'm just going to point to a couple more. I think Tipper Gore would be great. Define what obscene is to you. Create something that falls under this definition. Created by one Tico, member of the OWO. And another one he did, Drink and Dave Under the Influence of Anything.
Yeah, I like that one. There are lots of Dave tests, and someone someday who hopefully that will probably end up being me should go and label all of them, term them all, so that way they can be easily findable.
I think a lot of them do have terms done already. Well, how useful they are, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Dangerous Burrito is a really important term for Lincoln that really says a lot about him as character.
I also really like, well, again, self-aggrandizing, I really like Cordon, but I think that's because it's so very, very equivalent, and it's a ridiculous inside joke.
What's Cordon?
It's when a computer, the core of your computer are the contents of memory for a program, and mm-hmm. when it dumps it, it happens when, programs, cause some sort of errors, and they will just dump the entire contents of your memory to a file for you to go through and look through. Which, no one does these days, but, it's a complete, the core dump is a complete report of the state of the program before it died.
You know what is really awesome that needs people doing it and level zeroing it? There are a bunch of different task series, and one of them that I think is really awesome is the inversion series. And in a moment I will actually be able to link to those and it will be glorious. But, like, there's a mythology section, but inversion ones are the ones I'm talking about, which is kind of inversions of all the different trajectories of desire. Like, the inversion of Bartha is to spend at least 5 hours within a 2-meter square. Or at least I think that, yeah. Or, like, the U of A inversion is, find modern art. Point out that it is, in fact, not art. Leave signs and other noticeable objects saying so. Which, yeah. I don't know. Inversions are really funny. One inversion for tonight is spend a day being as polite as possible to another player of your choice. Your only goal for the day is to make them happy.
Yeah.
And then the other snide one is prank yourself.
My, advisor reports to me that inversion was once, and apparently still is sometimes, a euphemism or synonym for homosexuality.
Really?
So that could be the humanitarian crisis version of inversion?
Let's see. There actually is not a humanitarian crisis version of inversion, which is something which someone should probably fix. I have a desire to level zero them, but someone who's listening should beat me to it and completely outdo anything I could possibly do. Because I think the only thing cooler than level zeroing is level zeroing an entire, like, section or series of tasks.
I think my favorite series itself has to be the, you will know what to do ones.
Yes.
Because most of the time, I haven't got a clue
A frog and a banana! You'll know what
you did. You could just make up so many brilliant interpretations of whatever it has, and that would be something I'd, that's what I'm going to level zero, I think. Try and level zero, you will know what to do, Hans, in the most bizarre ways possible.
I think that is a noble and awesome goal. Actually, you know what to do tasks are the ones that are my favorite to write. The one task of mine that I'll plug it is best back ever. You'll know what to do.
What was the one I just found? Lost it again, though. Oh well. Click any of them, it'll probably, come out of something good. Silly hats only, that sounds good. Silly hats only, we'll know what to do.
Oh, I love that one! I remember that! I now have a silly hat, who's also a sock puppet.
Oh. Oh, is that the,
Sir Fabula?
Yeah, the crap thing, yes.
Been doing that task your entire career, Sombrero.
I have.
This is true.
But I'd have to find somewhere doing Ready? Something really awesome with Cineo. I can't just sort of submit a task and say, well, I've been doing this since I joined up. It would be boring, wouldn't it?
Even more silly than the art is.
Yeah.
We should find pink little fillies and butterflies to hang on it.
I'm not sure about that one, but there are definitely ways to make it silly.
Yeah, I mean, clearly you'll also have to eject anyone who's not wearing a silly hat, somehow. You can find ways to do that humorously, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Fix it with cats. Although it's GYZO Tom, that doesn't surprise me, because he doesn't like cats.
Did he decide that we should build a cat, too? Is he the one who submitted that? That's pretty great.
Yeah, I know.
That's possibly the best task ever, and I don't think anyone is going to do it.
Yeah, if anyone actually does that, that'll be rather amusing, I think. If they did it properly and actually have a cat.
The Crasto baking? Oh, gosh! College baking study party thing with silly hats only. I'm excited. Anyways, I shouldn't have said that. Otherwise, other people will now do it.
Yeah, guard your ideas jealously.
Fine. Well, no. It's okay if I give them away, because then I'll think of cooler ones.
And everyone will know that they're just ripping off on someone. In point of this podcast.
Yeah, this is where the idea originated. Yeah.
This is true, but then they'll just submit it as a completion of something like Steel. Or some other task that involves thievery or false information. But anyways, I'm thinking that this was an amazing podcast, and I'm really happy that you're all here and that we could do this, and I'm so excited that I got to be on a podcast! And that we should probably go now.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. You're welcome. It's always awesome talking to you.
And now we just have to hope the recording has actually worked.
I just stopped recording. And it turned it into a million different little... Wait a minute. And I think my recording will only get the two of you, not me. But we'll see. I mean, it might be useful for someone.
Nathan's still going. Or, I think he is.
I hope he is. We're kind of relying right now.
We are. He says, yeah, you done? So, yay! Okay! We've officially finished your podcast. You should probably say something goodbye and then tell Naming to stop recording.
Yeah. So, that was this, I think. Bye.
That'll be good.
Is that does the job?
Makes sense.
Sweet. Okay, thanks guys. You know what makes you really happy, Sombrero Guy? You're going to edit all of this.